1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic News, Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Israel continuing to pound neighborhoods in Gaza overnight, reducing entire neighborhoods to rubble in Hamas-ruled territory and sealing Gaza off. Israel cutting food, fuel, and electricity as it prepares for a ground assault retaliation for the deadly mass incursion by Hamas militants. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz says details continue to emerge about the attack that unfolded over the weekend.
U.S. official telling me that they believe the killing spree in Israel along the border with Gaza lasted 12 to 14 hours before the Hamas operatives scattered, and that there may be more than a dozen Hamas operatives still inside Israel.
Hamas militants holding an estimated 150 people, soldiers, men, women, children, and older adults, all of them dragged into Gaza during the weekend attack. President Biden confirming Americans are among those held. In an address Tuesday, he called the Hamas actions sheer evil. This is ABC News. A U.S. Navy sailor pleading guilty to selling military secrets to China.
Thomas Zhao admitted to receiving around $15,000 from 2021 to earlier this year. U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the information Zhao sold included plans for a large-scale training exercise and blueprints for a radar system in Okinawa, Japan.
The way I see this case is it's a betrayal. It's a betrayal of our country. It's a betrayal of the men and women of the U.S. Navy.
Estrada says he wants a lengthy sentence handed down to Zhao. Zhao faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in January. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A powerful Pacific hurricane, Lydia, slamming into the coast of Mexico near Puerto Vallarta. It hit land as a Category 4 with 140-mile-per-hour winds. And in the baseball playoffs, the Texas Rangers still unbeaten. They're the first team into the league championship round, sweeping the Orioles. The Diamondbacks and Astros could each win their respective series tonight. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa! Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
You sound better today.
Feel better today.
Todd and I voted. You get the Employee of the Month award for getting through yesterday. I mean, I don't know.
Thank you.
With our listeners, but Johnny was in a tremendous amount of back pain. And, of course, we're all doctors here, so we're all telling them what to do and what the problem was. Well, this is what you got to do. It's a kidney stone. It's a pinched nerve. It's this. It's that. But you're much better today.
It's so funny. I went to the clinic first, walking.
Right at 8:01.
Right away, you left the studio.
Yeah,
I was in such pain and nauseous. And the lady says, wow, looks like you had a gallstone, or I got a kidney stone. From the way I was sitting even and holding my back and everything. And it turns out it's not. I did a CT scan.
Yeah.
Is that a CAT scan?
Yeah. They looked. That's good.
Yeah, they did the whole thing. Did a CAT scan on me and said, no, don't have kidney stone.
Oh, I would have bet on that.
Me too. So it's something like muscular, like a pinched nerve in my back, because I still can't really sleep. I'll walk around and try, then I'll just sit down. You can't get comfortable. It's like there's a pinched nerve. I'll just put your like right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That part of your back. Yeah.
Stretching or what?
Not really. I mean, ice it. So I try to ice it.
Yeah.
And then I bought a heating pad, but those don't work. You know what I went looking for? those are useless. Might as well. You know what'd be better? If you remember when you're a kid at school, you go play at recess, then you take your wool mittens and you put them on the radiator.
Right.
That would be better than these heating pads.
I think the liability, they want to get burned, so they
but
have it like
nothing. Like, it's like just lukewarm.
It's warm. It's a warming pad.
Yes.
It's not a heating pad.
You know what I was looking for? I went to CVS. Is that what it is? CVS.
Yeah. CVS. Right here.
And I was looking for an old fashioned. Todd, this is something you got to look up for me. Do they still make hot water bottle?
Absolutely.
They do.
Do they still make those?
You can. And here's the thing. You can order them online on like Amazon and stuff like that. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
That's what I need.
I think so. And that worked with grandma. And maybe that's the stuff we got to get back to instead of all this.
But the other thing that I think worked, because it seems like I was taking Tylenol. I was taking ibuprofen. Because they don't give pain meds anymore, it seems like.
No. I did talk to Johnny. I'll tell you. And it's no secret, but I think the liability, the fear of addiction, the fact that you would never sell them, but I just think they just worry. They're just so reserved on giving out pain medication. Back in the day, I was telling John this morning, Todd, I twisted my ankle and they gave me this. What was Brett Favre addicted to?
Vicodin.
That stuff really works.
I've had so many Vicodin, it's mind-boggling over the years.
Mind-boggling. I haven't, but that stuff works. Well, then I had a injury, I don't know, 4 years later, and then the guy's just like, no, just take four. Even though it says on the bottle, take two Advil, he said take four.
Right.
He goes, and that's the equivalent.
Prescription strength.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
I sure as hell wasn't for me. Oh. I mean, I just want to tell you, that Vicodin took the edge off.
No question. I had one thing. When I first messed up my back, and I was in like unbelievable pain, okay? I was in traction and just crazy pain, and I don't know what they put me on. I was in the hospital. But it's like the world became such a nice place.
Right, isn't it? I hear that.
It was like, oh my God.
Everything's
goodness.
Fine. Thank you, doctor.
And I'll never forget, I was in negotiations with Channel 5 at the time for re-upping my contract. But I was also doing full radio, so I might have let, you know what I mean? I was thinking, and the news director comes in and he brings me some cookies and stuff. I'm like, oh, that is so nice of you.
Did you make
that
these?
That is so nice.
These are my favorites.
And he's like, John, I know this isn't the time, but, you know, your contract's up and we got to do something. I mean, here's I'm like, I'll take it.
And here you are.
I was totally just, that's fine.
Yeah.
They don't know what it was.
But they really throttled back on, and that's why they, you know, six, 7 years ago, they would have given you Vicodin or
absolutely.
Something.
That's, or Oxy.
Right.
Yeah.
But now.
Or Percocet.
Yep.
I got a text here from our friend Mary. She says, please go see Dr. Nathan DeLore. He saved my life a few months ago. I could barely walk and he fixed it. I don't know
there
that
you go.
Name.
No, me
thank
either.
You, Mary.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks for that.
Yeah.
But John's much better. I just want to say that you are, right, Todd? Much better today. You're always in a good mood, but I mean, you were not in as good a mood yesterday.
I just don't know how you do it. Like,
neither.
I understand the whole radio thing. You put on a smile, you turn on the mic, you do a show. But oh my Lord, you were up, you were down,
standing.
You were walking around. We thought you were going to run to the bathroom.
I did. Remember I told you, I think I'm going to go be sick of the men's room real quick.
Yeah.
Dry heats.
Yeah.
I know.
Aren't they the worst?
Yeah, the dry heats are
is there
the worst.
Worse
like,
than
come
dry?
On.
I don't mean to like gross people out here, but.
Yeah, it's only 6 in the morning.
Is that gross?
Yeah. It is.
So anyway.
But something's working. You're a little bit better. But, you know, I as I told John, maybe we have to get back to basics, and maybe the dude should get a bed.
Yeah,
I know. He moved here from Manitowoc for the week. Just have a condo for a week. And
but let me just say, the thing that worked best was something that your wife, Donna, graciously brought to me, and we both laughed at it because, like, oh, they still make Bengay.
Yeah,
I swear to goodness, that took the edge away from the pain more than anything else was Bengay.
I believe that.
And it's not easy rubbing Bengay on your own back.
Especially in that spot, right?
Especially in that spot.
Yeah.
Because I tried calling you to see if you'd come over and.
I was sorry. I didn't get that call.
You didn't get that?
No.
You blocking?
No, gee, it's on mine.
Oh, my God. Donna, don't take that. You want to rub Bengay in his back.
No.
For the love of God, put that down. Put it down.
And I did. But Todd, I did talk to Johnny last night. I'm like, hey, look how you doing. He goes, oh, and this and that. Kind of what he just said. But I said, well, what about. We're supposed to go apple picking today because that lady brought these baskets in with his name on, my name on. And I did call that Apple Valley in De Pere about going today. They open at 9. And I'm thinking, yeah, we could probably be there at 10:30. And I asked John, and you said that the nurse.
Nurse specifically said, do not go apple picking. She said, the thing you're going to do would be worse for you to be apple picking.
I don't.
She said that.
That's what he said yesterday. I'm like, I don't know if I believe that, but
you
whatever.
Can trust me.
It's right on his doctor's note.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some fun people coming. Really looking forward at 7:30 this morning. Cliff Crystal is going to be your Packers historian. Cliff was a sports writer for the Press-Gazette for an amazing number of years. Used to work with him a lot or whatever. We got Brittany coming down. We had a lot of stuff to talk about. But something I want to talk to, by the way, you know what? You know what really is not fun? Afternoon TV after a Packer loss.
Oh.
Because everywhere you go, it's one of those talk shows.
Oh, I know.
And though I know I've talked sports for a living, but some of those people just drive me insane. Because here's these same people who Monday night were like, Packers are going
to
win this game, right. Blah, blah, blah. Raiders
talent.
Are terrible. Now, 24 hours
something
later,
special.
They're the worst team. They're unbelievable. Jordan Love's terrible. It's like the night before he was going to be the greatest thing since whatever. They get so bandwagon-y. It's mind-boggling. And they forget what they had just predicted, how they, you know, blew these guys up into whatever, and then they lose, and they act like, oh, they knew it all the time.
And they just, and how critical they are, and they never, I don't know. I the local sports guys, I mean, they're nice guys, but they're...
Well, these national guys, the ESPN and the NFL Live and the NFL Network and those things. It's like, oh, come on. So anyway, but I will say this, though. If you find it when you're really, like, you can't go anyplace and you're hunkered down and you can't do... When you find an old movie from, like, the early 60s.
Right.
Found one, and I can't even think of the name of it. It's a World War II movie, and it's like... Just give me that. Black and white, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't know if it hurts when you laugh, but sometimes it's fun to throw on, like, Airplane,
Blazing
Saddles.
I mean,
that, you know, those old...
No question.
Those, that's pretty fun.
No, that's not a question. Actually, you know what my go-to... What's your go-to, Todd? If you Watch something really stupid and funny.
Old 70s game shows. That's what I watch.
That's right.
So match game and stuff like that.
I wish I had that network. There's a network you can get, isn't there?
Yeah, it's called Buzzer.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Do they have it on Spectrum, you know?
I don't know. I think they do.
I would
really
get that
and
one.
You watch old game shows.
Absolutely.
I would do that. Because that would bring back memories of like in between classes.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
In between classes for you. Those.
I told you that story though.
Class.
I told you that story when I was at ASU. And I was I had to go interview this one, the star running back for because he was declared academically ineligible, which hardly ever happens at ASU. And it's like he just wasn't going to class. And I noticed taped on the wall next to his TV, Monday, match game, 9 o'clock. So and so 10 o'clock. So he had the whole week lined up of game shows and stuff like that. He was watching all week. Then we wonder why academically suspended.
Subscribe to that channel.
Why don't they have game shows anymore? Do they have
any? They still do Passwords On. You know who does that? Who's that?
Well, what's his name? Drew Carey still has a show, right?
He's got Prices Right.
Prices Right.
And that guy who...
Jimmy Fallon is the guy who's producing Password now on NBC.
And the guy who was in Hamilton, he's got... he was the lead, one of the leads. He has that Monty Hall one.
Let's make a deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what he does. And the guy who, that quarterback.
Where are these? I can't find. I would have watched any of them.
CBS has.
I just have the antenna.
Do they not have soap operas anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they still do?
Well, okay. They cut way back, though. There's like two or three or five of them instead of 20.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a profitable deal. That is, man, if you want to get into producing, do a soap and get. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you play one of those characters, you can play it for life, right?
Right.
Come back three times.
Yeah.
I just want to say that the guy that played for the Giants.
Michael Strahan?
Right.
He's all over the place.
He's on Pyramid. He has Pyramid.
That's what it is. That's right. Not Password. It's Pyramid. He does
Password
that.
Password is on, too.
Password's still on?
Well, but Jimmy Fallon brought it back from The Tonight Show, and so they have that on NBC.
We got to play Password.
Okay, we'll play Password. I just want to say that Michael Strahan, who, I don't know, makes a gazillion dollars, doesn't he, on Good Morning America?
He does everything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that good, is he?
Well, exactly. But last night, you guys, my wife's totally into Bachelor. And anyway, she watches Dancing with the Stars, which was on last night. A judge, Michael Strahan.
Really? Oh, my God.
Guys, he got like five jobs.
He and the guy that just got Wheel of Fortune, he's American Idol.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
Those two. Can just go away.
I agree.
And here's why. Because the rest of us need jobs too.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they take five.
Yes.
Absolutely. I was sitting by my phone yesterday. Just popping my Tylenol and Bengay. Just waiting for him to call. You know what I mean?
But when you look at, I mean, the guy does know football, right? But boy, I tell you what, to put someone like him and these people who've been dancing their whole life and been in theater and he's making these comments. I'm like, but. Yeah,
he's one of those guys too. It's funny. It's like he's like harmless as far as
right.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean. Right. He doesn't do anything. It's very just,
not the biggest critic.
No,
he's just everybody. No. He wants to be everybody's friend.
Exactly. Exactly.
He lives pretty well. He got divorced.
Can't even imagine.
He picked up that deal in that condo in New York. But yeah, maybe it's. Am I jealous?
You know, I'll tell you one thing. It's kind of ironic you mentioned that because it's Brett Favre's birthday today, I believe.
Oh, cool.
And I still say that was one of the worst things ever. God bless Brett. I used to love him to death. But when he took that dive, so Strahan would get the all-time record for sacks in a season.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, that tarnished. Strahan hates that now because people always bring that up and tarnish the record.
You really don't have the record.
Oh, this is a little... Hey, welcome to Stump the Mayor.
That's a pretty easy game, Shaw.
I like
facts
it.
About Green Bay. Stump the mayor.
Do it.
I love
Put it together, Todd.
All right, working on
that's WGBW. Our easy. Thing isn't up, so I don't know what the temperature is. It's just it's cold. We're just gonna go. With that.
It says upgrade for free to the latest Windows.
Mind on the mayor. Back after this.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25
$0.95. The pin still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 56. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine with the mayor, 6:21 in the morning, 46 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh. You're coming to us. We're coming to you. 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, WISS in Oshkosh. So I got to ask you a couple of quick questions here. So, you know, when you do have time like that, you just kind of, and you know something I don't want to talk about, and it's driving me insane, and I can't stop reading about it and whatever, the horrible thing happening in Israel and Gaza.
Oh my God.
And the thing, and that's almost like too serious for us to talk about because it's such a, but it's, all I want to say is when I saw some of that video of these elderly ladies and little kids and young girls being taken away. Mm-hmm. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my adult lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like a documentary on World War II back in 1939 or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's awful.
It's awful. And it's one of the worst stories, things ever.
And they're interviewing some of these people who've lost or people are missing. And that was very, very brutal. I mean, what they did, it's, what they're doing, and still they haven't done it. I mean, now that they're going to kill people, you know, every time there's an attack, and it's just like, that's ugly. I mean,
and
I don't know what
the
answer is.
Well, you know, both sides were in the wrong. You know what? I don't give a crap about the political aspect of it. All I'm saying is what's happening to these elderly ladies and young kids and girls is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm old.
Yeah.
It is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. I think war
the only thing, I could relate it to, to be in a military sense, okay, was the massacre at My Lai in Vietnam that one year. Where they killed like 300 innocent people. You know that story.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Callie, Medina, that whole bunch. I mean, it's almost like that where these people are. I mean, war is war. And you don't shoot them, they're going to shoot you. But when it's innocence, it's just blatant slaughter of innocents. I thought we were beyond that in mankind. I thought we were at that point in our, you know what I mean?
No, we're not. I mean, we're not.
But we're just not.
We're not. I mean, but you can take that to, we're not beyond that at all. I mean, school shooting, 9/11. But yeah, I agree that it should just, I don't know, even though it's war, there should be some guidelines. And one is it should be, you know, women and children or old people and children, whatever, but that's crazy. Those kids that they took.
Horrific, I mean, horrific, horrific.
Yeah. There's
horrific.
No forgiving that.
No.
But then again, you know, and I don't want to say there's two sides to this. I don't want to be that guy, but you know, shooting into the most densely populated area in the world, not in the Middle East, in the world, you know, 2 million people in the size of I guess it's twice the size of DC. Innocent lives are going to get lost. And, you know,
no question.
It's bad all the way around. I too thought this morning, or really yesterday, should we talk about this? And we kind of want to, you know, entertain and educate people. This is a tough one to entertain with.
Absolutely.
It's so sad on every single level.
But I think
level.
It's such a terrible thing going on in the world that we need to at least.
Yeah, and
approach
I
it.
Don't know what.
I don't either. I don't know what the. There was a series I watched, and I can't think of the name of it. Todd, it was a real good series on Netflix, maybe? And it's one word, and it means chaos in Arabic. Okay? And it was produced and written by this guy who actually was a Special Forces Israeli commando. And then he became an actor. And then I saw a thing really? The other day where he's still in, like, the reserves, and he went and fought. This actor did. The other day, wow. Went to rescue people in one of the villages. Do you have it, Todd?
I believe it's called. It's either pronounced Fada or Fada.
Yes, Fada.
Fada.
Fada. It means chaos in Arabic. And It was all about that. It was about the Hamas and about Hezbollah. And it was about the, I'm trying to think of the Israeli secret. What's theirs, Todd? Their secret commandos.
Right.
Mossad. And it was all about, and it was, everything that's happening here is so true to life, the way that series was. It's incredible.
However, and I know you've been to Israel. I have, but
no, I haven't.
Anyway, if you think of Israel, just even getting through the airport security and all that, that they've got one of the best, armies.
I know,
and they really say it's not so much the equipment; it's our intelligence. Because even at the airport, like when you come back from there. You know, of course, they got the metal detectors, but I mean, they split you up and they're like, where were you? What are you doing here? And then Don and I went to Bethlehem, which is, of course, in Palestine. Right. And they split us up. Who'd you see there? Who'd you talk to? Like, it was all this intelligence thing. I don't want to miss my flight. And it's like a half hour. I'm like, dude, I got to get going.
Just to make sure you get your story straight, huh? Yeah. Wow.
And I, did you buy anything over there? I bought a plate and I'm like, yeah, I showed them that. But they were a little bit asleep of the wheel here,
no
right?
No question.
I mean,
it's shocking.
It is.
It's absolutely shocking.
Someone who says,
because in that movie or that series, and again, it's a TV series, but it's written by a guy who was involved in all of those things and just went and fought.
Isn't it Israeli?
Yes, okay, Israeli. Yeah. And they had so many plants, undercover people.
What? Intelligence.
Or if anything, exactly. Right. That if spies, if something was going on, they would get informed on it.
Yeah.
But just. Crazy, isn't it, Todd?
I wish we could get back to treating each other like human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you take the politics out of it and the government out of it and you just look at it as people.
Yeah.
Like that's the part that really gets to me.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is when kids and old women and girls are raped and things, it's just like, oh my God. I mean, if it's two armies going up against each other, you know what?
You signed up
for it. Let's bring it on. Here we go. But that other part is just
this group
sickening.
Against that group. Like, we don't send, on a rugby game, it's people playing each other.
Do you know who I thought of thought about this yesterday? I wonder what that guy that we met at EAA is doing.
Right.
A guy who's brilliant and a multimillionaire and he was part of the.
Doing the drones and stuff. Right?
Bigger than that. But Johnny and I were at the EAA, we did our show live from there, and we had different guests come on. We had a guy from Israel that was on there who kind of self-proclaimed.
Developed?
And kind of said, look, I'm the next Elon Musk. Yeah. I'm the next, Bill Gates. And he kind of was. He had that air about him. But he was inventing not just the drones, though, Todd. Remember, he was into that, like, Jetsons thing.
Yeah.
Where you flying aircraft. Personal.
Yeah. But he said... He wouldn't say too much but we asked, remember?
Yep.
Well, you were there, Todd. Yeah. You were right with us. If this would ever be used militarily, so I don't want to talk about that.
Right. Basically means yes.
Which means yes.
It totally means yes.
I bet he's knee-deep into this going on over there.
Because he was, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's just why I just had to get off the
now, chest. All right, we're going to happier things. We are talking with Brittany Merlot. We're going to talk about the weather.
We got Cliff Crystal coming up.
And Cliff Crystal, who, as you know,
he
did the whole Packer Trail downtown and honoring the different plaques. And, yeah, he is so – that guy knows the Packers probably better than anybody but Lee Remmel, right?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
So that's going to be fun.
Todd, I just got a text from Big Wayne. He said he's in Madison if you're trying to get a hold of him. We got to set a break. Back up.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israel continuing to pound neighborhoods in Gaza overnight, reducing entire neighborhoods to rubble in Hamas-ruled territory and sealing Gaza off. Israel cutting food, fuel, and electricity as it prepares for a ground assault retaliation for the deadly mass incursion by Hamas militants. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz says Details continue to emerge about the attack that unfolded over the weekend.
U.S. official telling me that they believe the killing spree in Israel along the border with Gaza lasted 12 to 14 hours before the Hamas operatives scattered, and that there may be more than a dozen Hamas operatives still inside Israel.
Hamas militants holding an estimated 150 people, soldiers, men, women, children, and older adults, all of them dragged into Gaza during the weekend attack. President Biden confirming Americans are among those held. In an address Tuesday, he called the Hamas actions sheer evil. This is ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And the mayor here, WGBW, WISS in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Team Pella. They are executing some incredible plays, products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per month, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments are as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio doors at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWI.com. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on the 31st.
So here's the situation with Brittany, guys.
Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't like us.
I think that's what's going on. Yeah. See, she was supposed to be on Monday, right? And she contacted me like at 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday and said,
I'm just getting home. I'm not going to be able to get up.
It was that. I'm traveling and I won't be blah, blah, blah.
Okay. On her way to Vegas.
So she said, how about if we do Tuesday? And I said, well, Tuesday doesn't work. We've got somebody booked. How about Wednesday? And she said, I'm all in. I love you guys. Yeah. I'll be there. Just tried calling.
Hey, why do I think, okay, so.
She's okay?
Oh, she's good. So I'm making myself some coffee back there. Okay. Why do I think you did not buy this coffee?
I bought the why soda do I think for this you is, why do and I bought think, the Starbucks for me.
Why do I think this one is a Todd?
Okay, what is it? Some intellectual coffee?
Newman's Own Organic Special
Blend.
Yeah,
that would be him. That's him.
That was in the box that you picked up.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No,
Organic Special Blend. I never heard of organic coffee before.
Oh, really?
Well, no.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, not on my list, but yes, that's a big thing. No, I like Hills Brothers and Starbucks.
Okay,
Hills Brothers
so
at home, Starbucks here.
A couple of things I have to talk to. When you mention Hill, you know what that reminds me of so much?
What?
We used to always save the Hills Brothers coffee cans.
Oh my God.
Remember those with
I got a million of them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We used to collect those from other people because that's what we'd use for two things. We could use those so many different things. Go ahead.
Night crawlers.
Yep.
That was good for that.
Perfect for that.
Yeah.
And then that's also what we'd use for our dog's water in the dog pen.
Okay.
What?
Did you? Okay.
What?
Well, we.
Does. Okay. I'm going to ask this question.
We filter our water for our dog.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this question. This might be a dumb question, but maybe it's not. It's something I've always wondered, and I always used to try to experiment with.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd be feeding my dogs. It'd be like 10 below zero. Okay? And they're outside. I mean, not outside. We got an enclosure for them. We'd put straw in there, and they were fine. They were happy.
No, they're not.
They were happy.
Sheep.
But what I'm saying is, because what I do sometimes, I'd put in almost like hot water for their water. So it wouldn't freeze. Does it take longer to freeze hot water than regular water?
Maybe.
That's a logical question, isn't it?
Why? It's going to freeze.
Would it take longer?
2 minutes. And why would you give your dog hot water?
So it wouldn't freeze so fast.
No, they don't drink hot water. They won't drink hot water.
But that would, okay, but while
you
they're
burn his tongue.
That's
a double negative there, Johnny.
No, but while they're eating their gravy train, then it's like, I'm going to wash this down.
I
looked it up.
What, and?
According to Google, in short, hot water does freeze sooner than cold water under a wide range of circumstances.
All right, are you sure you're reading that right?
Let me read it again.
Yeah.
In short, hot water does freeze sooner.
How about this? How about we let Todd speak for once in his life? Go ahead, Todd.
In short, hot water does freeze sooner than cold water under a wide range of circumstances.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so your dog.
Oh, my poor
dog. Hot water, which he can't drink, so he's like, well, I'll wait till this cools down, and it freezes faster than had you brought him cold water.
Why? That makes no sense
whatsoever.
And then
that gravy train, which is like feeding him just like that.
They love gravy train.
No. That's like those rice patties.
They love gravy
he's
train.
Choking. He's trying to get some water.
Nope.
And he's just licking this block of ice, which is
sleeping
on straw
That's
outside.
Unbelievable, Todd, that hot water freezes quicker than cold
You've
water.
You've seen these little videos, though, when it's really cold out and people go out and throw hot water and it disintegrates.
It freezes in air.
Yeah, they're not sure. It says here that they're not sure exactly why this phenomenon occurs, but that's the case.
Well, if they can't figure it out, then I'm not going to be able to figure it out.
Well, that's for sure.
I mean, if the smart people can't figure that one out.
Look out.
Wow. So a couple of things I want to talk to you about. One is, you seem like the kind of guy that would go out and would rake his leaves and have that big pile of leaves and all that kind of stuff. You seem like that guy.
He seems like the guy that would pay somebody to rake his leaves.
Exactly.
That is a true statement.
I just saw this big article someplace this morning.
As a matter of fact, he was there yesterday.
They suggested you don't rake your leaves. That it's better for your lawn to not rake your leaves. Let the snow get on them. Let them rot. Let them whatever. And it's perfect mulch and it protects your grass for the next year. Why do people rake their leaves? When you think about it, why not just let them go?
I think people think that would kill your grass.
No, it doesn't.
Well, then how come when people leave a pile of leaves and the city, for whatever reason, not under my administration, but doesn't pick up the leaves in time and then it snows and then in spring when we pick them up, the grass underneath is dead?
Well, okay. No, it's not dead. It's just, it's protected and it's like
yellow.
Dormant.
It's yellow and dormant.
But other than that, it's fine. Which is a good thing because
it's comatose.
Being, it was being, no, it was in a, what do you call it? When you put somebody in a coma, but you do it on purpose. What's it called?
Murder?
No. When you induced. It's an induced coma.
Oh, okay.
You're basically inducing coma for your grass.
John, I think we better stick with Todd on some of this stuff.
No, I'm serious about this.
I think you're right up there with the freezing water, but you go ahead. It's your time. It's
9:39.
We got a couple minutes before our next break.
I think that the weight of a big pile probably does the damage. If you just leave a layer of leaves on your grass, you're probably okay.
That could make sense.
See, so there.
All right.
So I was right. So that's what I wanted to ask Brittany about that. You know who we should ask? Big Wayne, but he's at a seminar.
Oh.
So he's at a beekeeper's seminar in Madison.
How would you like to host that?
Tell me if that doesn't sound like a crazy bunch of guys.
We just got a text in from Pat who says, your yard will stink to high heaven if you leave them sit over the winter.
Uh-huh. From like a rot type of thing?
Probably.
There you go. I think there's a lot of reasons.
You want to know something else that I think is wrong?
Go ahead.
Killing dandelions.
Why?
We used to, okay, let me tell you something.
Make dandelion wine.
No, we also used to eat them in salads.
I think those are poisonous, John.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
It's called lettuce. And it's an Italian, northern Italian thing. It's called lettuce. When we, my dad and mom and I, when I was a real little kid, we would go looking for a field that nobody was doing anything with, and we would pick lettuce, and you'd put it in a salad, and it's kind of got a bittery taste to it. But I've had like big time salads at places that are kind of fancy schmancy, and they have that in there.
No.
Yes.
I've never. Okay. That. The
quick poll. Have you ever eaten dandelion greens?
I just want to say, Johnny, I've been to those fancy restaurants and I've never seen a dandelion like Ledeth or Ledeth, whatever it's called.
I have.
But I have seen it with the like those little purple flowers.
Poppies?
No. Like violets, right? On a salad.
Nobody eats violets.
Yeah.
No.
That's much more popular than
Nobody's
dandelions.
Nobody's eaten a violet ever.
Todd.
They're poisonous.
No, they're not.
I
no,
think they are.
There's edible flowers for sure.
It's the blue and the purple, like violets.
No.
They put those on salads.
No, I know.
My mom used to do dandelion salad. And also, she did it in potatoes, which was god awful. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Also, really? Is this an old wives' tale?
What?
That we used to. So when we used to grab rhubarb from a neighbor's garden.
Like water it's freezes like, faster.
If you eat any of the green on the rhubarb, you'll die. Is that an old wives' tale or is that true?
I think you'll get sick. It's kind of like eating like green apples before they're ripe.
Well, then there's another thing that said banana skins can be poisonous. If you eat a banana skin, it's poisonous. If you heat it up and eat it, it's poison. Is that true or is that a wives' tale?
I was looking that one up.
I looked that one up, but I don't think that's true because I think there's some nutritional drinks that call for the banana and the peel.
Oh, really?
Of the nutrition. Yep. I do.
Okay.
I do. We'll have to.
But the rhubarb thing, is that legit?
I think that's, I kind of remember that.
I'm not a big rhubarb guy, are you?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's like you got to put so much salt on it to make it edible.
No. You don't put salt on rhubarb. Sugar.
What do you put on it? Or sugar. Sugar. Yeah, you're right.
But rhubarb pie, rhubarb tart?
I'm okay with it if it's mixed with apple or strawberry or something, but just rhubarb on its own, no. That's like me with cherry. I don't like cherries.
Really?
No, the only cherries are like the maraschino ones that go into like an old fashioned.
That are in bourbon for...
Oh, I get cherry bounce.
Yeah, I bet you.
Have you guys ever had like brandy slush and stuff like that? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a recipe for a rhubarb slush that you do with vodka and some that's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now that I would try.
That's good for the summer.
Okay. Well, for the summer.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're having the Civic Media Christmas party at my house this year. I want to get some good drinks for you guys, but that's a summer drink, the rhubarb slush?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can, but I've got some in my freezer you can have and make it up.
Bring
if
it
you
in.
Want to.
No, I think we're going to go with the ice cream, the Golden Cadillacs and the grasshoppers. Remember we had, that's what we're going to do, you guys. I'm serious about that.
Sounds like something you would give Milton.
Milton, I made you a Golden Cadillac.
I feel like we're going to go to this party and then wake up like 12 hours later and we're chained as servants in his house. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of do too. Yeah. I do too. But did you find out, is a banana skin?
They are safe to eat. They're actually a lot of health benefits to them as well.
Okay, kind
of
like an
orange.
I can't eat an orange rind.
No, yeah, same deal. Same deal with the orange rind.
I mean, they use orange peel in drinks and cooking and stuff like that.
Nobody eats them.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about if you are making a healthy drink, which I start, I told you I bought that Forks Over Dinner program for $75.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's my plant-based.
Oh. Oh, when did that start?
No, no.
When is that going to start?
Because today I'm making... It's my last supper is today. I'm making...
Okay, St. Peter.
Italian.
I'll try not to betray you.
I'm going to bring you some. I'm gonna bring you Italian. I'm making the sauce right now. The meatballs, and I grind up olives.
Okay, I know you're really religious.
Well, I tried. Not as religious as a lot of people,
but
I
apologize for not making fun of that nun yesterday, but just think, we have some lovely rosaries.
You have to apologize to my mother. But I thought it was funny.
But have you ever seen one of those things where they have a picture of the Last Supper? And I grew up with a picture of the Last Supper in our living room.
I have one in my house.
But you ever see where they do it, there's captions with each one. It's like, hey, I only had a salad. Hey, I didn't have dessert.
I don't have that.
It's pretty funny.
A lot of us have a Last Supper.
By the way, Emergency Nurses Day.
Yeah, right. Thank God for the ER
paramedic
nurse.
Type things. Ugh. Yeah. Now, when you say that, you mean guys too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Nurses.
But that's tough duty.
Oh, there's no job that would be worse for me than being an emergency nurse. Or something like
that.
They
come in, you have no idea who's there. And just, I've had two
all
sisters,
the respect to the world for those people, ER, paramedics, all you people, all the respect in the world.
They don't all make it.
Yes. What do you mean they don't all make it?
People who come into the ER, they don't all make it.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. These nurses have to deal with death more than somebody.
Is that what this is, or is this paramedics time?
I think it's for people who come into the emergency room, but I'm sure that, you know.
I've got a niece that's an emergency room doctor in Pontiac, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No. Yeah. And you get into these larger cities. It's And the whole flight for life. You know, I live by the hospitals. And, man, I told my kids when they were little, man, every time you hear that helicopter, you say a prayer.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going out to that's really bad.
Really bad.
So, anyway, thank God for those people.
But happy this is your day. How can we honor them? Todd, make him some of your rhubarb slush.
Well, I'll get right
after work.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I wish I'd known this. We would have done something for emergency room nurses.
Yeah, that's... I don't think you can do enough for them. But
I agree.
It would have been nice to... Well, we're giving them a shout out.
Because, boy,
today,
when you're there, they are your...
They're your lifeline.
They're your lifeline. And it's also Fossil Day. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I used to be huge into finding fossils. I could have been an archaeologist.
Isn't every day Fossil Day? They don't change. They're always there. That's not exciting.
It's boring.
What? Fossil Day?
Oh, my God. To find fossils? You ever find a fossil? I didn't think so. I have.
Sue?
I found fossils.
What'd you find?
I found it was limestone with really, really old seashells embedded in it. And here's the thing. So here's what's...
Oh, some kid just scratched it in there.
No! But listen, here's the part that's...
Your dad just did that. Johnny's out playing. Let's scratch some lines in this limestone.
Are you through? Okay. So anyway, because I was a rock hound. I wanted to be a geologist. But the thing is, I found in this little creek, okay? And I was fishing.
Yeah.
Carp River, all right? And there were no seashells to be found in that area for like a million years.
And John Minot,
top that one.
6 years old, discovered it.
Wow.
That's in the Smithsonian now, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank goodness I'm on painkillers. Mind on the mayor, back after this.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game.
They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 56. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from WGBW here at 6:50 in the morning. 46 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh. 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM WISS.
Wow, we're on a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff. Got a lot of stuff going on there. So, okay, one more thing.
Okay.
Okay, one more thing. Because you're so big into, like, health food now.
Well, I'm going to be. I've been setting the stage, okay. Or as you would say, setting the table for my new diet.
So I just mentioned Todd. So Christy, who runs the joint here, graciously gave us some hummus from the market.
Good stuff.
What is hummus?
It's chickpeas, garbanzo beans, basically the same thing, and it's just ground up with olive oil and garlic and sometimes some other stuff.
It kind of looks like baby food.
It does. Okay. It looks like baby food, tastes a lot better, but I got to tell you, so my daughters, all into health food, unlike their dad. We went to this is true. Donna was gone, and they're like, "Dad, you got to eat healthy." Yeah. So we went to the farmer's market, and we bought hummus, and then you use something to dip it in, and they of course wouldn't let me have nachos, so we got asparagus. So we had asparagus and hummus. That was like that's what we had.
John, that sounds amazingly healthy.
I got sick. I swear to God, they still talk about that.
It doesn't
sound
delicious, but it sounds healthy.
Well, it actually tastes right, but it was too much of a shock to my system. That's why I have to ease into this new program.
Right, the plant-based thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but hummus is, it's good for you. Like you said, it's garbanzo beans and, you know, a little garlic. You can get different.
But then how do you eat on crackers? Or something?
Chips. Dip. Yeah, you could put it in like your pita bread if you make a sandwich. And,
right.
Okay.
Asparagus.
Okay. So I was just wondering if that was back there.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's very gracious of her to do it. But you guys can have
John's wondering what it was. The hell is this stuff?
Well, yes. I don't know. I don't think I've ever tasted it. It just doesn't look appetizing.
I can go run and get it and have you taste it right now. Should we do that? I mean, come on.
I don't think so. So let me ask you this, though, because you're always talking about you're going to lose 40 pounds.
I am.
On your plant-based diet.
I am.
We had a gentleman here, a good friend of yours, last week. He lost like 35 pounds on just the opposite, all meat.
He did. He went with the Atkins. I've tried, John, here's the problem. And I God bless him. This is.
You just couldn't stay away from a salad?
The volunteer.
I got to have some greens.
No, I think that. You know how things trigger other things, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of life. Mm-hmm. Protein, all protein, cheese, beef, all that protein, that just triggered a need for carbs. It's weird, but it didn't work for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I've tried it too.
And that Atkinson was so popular. He died, but that was the thing, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everybody was on the Atkinson diet.
Atkins.
Atkinson, that would be the judge.
Well, yes.
That was the judge in
Green
Bay.
That was the judge, yes.
Okay, yes. Sorry.
Yes. It's still popular, though.
It is.
And it works, but I've tried it. Here's the only problem. As soon as you cheat, it throws you off for like a week.
Exactly.
Because you get, the ketosis where your body's burning the fat.
Yeah.
As soon as you get out of that, it takes a long time to get back into it.
Right.
So it's like. So it's a hard one to stay on.
But I do want to say on that, plant-based diet. I got this email.
You will get so tired of that so fast. No, won't last 4 days.
But no, this is like this is the email I got this morning.
Can we make a wager?
This is the email I got this morning from welcome. to Forks Meal Planner and congratulations on your decision to make a whole food plant-based diet a part of your life. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Most people we talk to want it all. The mm-hmm. benefits of healthy eating plan, a way to get there that uh-huh. is simple and enjoyable. Okay. And that's what they can do for me. So now they did ask me to upgrade to a premium annual plan by a membership. I only have till October 22nd, but then I receive lifetime access to our popular meal prep course. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to do that today.
Okay. Today so, you're starting
yeah,
that, huh?
I have till the
22nd. So no meat. You're giving up all meat.
Well, I was looking at the diets, Johnny, and a lot of this stuff, and I like to cook, but so I'll have West African plantain curry is what I'm going to have for lunch.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have broccoli quinoa salad.
Do they have that at festival?
Quinoa.
For dinner.
Piggly Wiggly.
What is it called?
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Wow, look at this guy.
So, and
Okay, let me just throw a movie line at
you. And I'm going to have
let me just throw a movie line
seven layer taco.
I'll give you $10
if
you get this movie line right.
Okay.
Well, check out the big brain on Todd.
I have no idea.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, by the way, we were talking earlier about like I don't want to say stupid movies, but movies where it's just like, let's just laugh and just whatever. My go-to? I'll give you a lie.
The just relax, put in a stupid movie.
Yeah.
Give me a line from that, because I like funny movies that are old.
All right, report in. What did you find? We didn't find anything, sir. How about you? We didn't find anything, sir. How about you? We ain't found bleep.
I have no idea.
Spaceballs.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Spaceballs?
No.
Oh, I love Spaceballs.
I can.
You seen Spaceballs, right?
No.
Are you serious?
No, I haven't.
Full speed, ludicrous speed. You never. You're the only person. You two people are the only people listening to this show who haven't seen Spaceballs.
Oh, that's
quick poll,
so not
quick
true.
Poll, quick poll, Todd. How do people text?
Basically,
before they do that, I think that's. I don't want to see you defeated again. I think what we should ask are, what movie do
your
you
go-to.
Buy your go-to movie if you're like
you just want to
just
laugh.
Not feeling it you yeah. want to spend the day alone yeah. you want to just it's 10 o'clock in the morning you're homesick or whatever you just want to watch a funny movie that Airplane I can tell you that Leslie
it's pretty tough to get but that's great
that is a funny funny movie.
Do you know who was up for the lead role the guy that flies the plane do you know who was up for that
no
David Letterman was actually up for that role and did so poorly that they gave it to a different guy.
Have you watched that show, the winning season, the Lakers? It was on HBO, and it was based on the book called Showtime, about the LA Lakers when Magic Johnson first started with them and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and everything. And it's based on the book. Daniel Perman, who actually I used to know him, he was in town for a long time. He wrote Gunslinger, the book on Brett Favre. So he wrote this book. So this the Lakers are all ticked off, the former Lakers, because they said, that didn't happen. But part of the thing, Todd, was about how Jabbar, what a jerk he was. And it was there him on set for Airplane. And he does with the little kid.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the little kid, like, because Mr. Jabbar.
That is funny.
I'm such a big fan of yours. So is my dad. Can I have your autograph? He's like, bleep off, kid.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like,
yeah.
Says, I didn't. And Jabbar says, I didn't do that. I did not do that. But it did show that because he was that kind of a guy.
Wow.
Oh, I thought that was funny. That kid's like, yeah, my dad says, you take a play off.
Yeah. But you don't even try until the playoffs. You tell your old man to drag Lanier and Walton's ashes up and down the court 82 nights a year.
Listen, kid. Yeah.
Anyway. What's your side? Your go-to
movie?
Yeah. I'm going Spaceballs.
I'm going with Airplane.
I like Airplane.
Okay.
That would be mine.
Yeah. That, or I don't.
Let us know, people. Give us some texts.
Because people, the holidays are coming up, and people, we want them in a good mood. But if they just want a little bit of an escape, what movie would you tell them to download or buy or watch or dig out from your VCR thing and throw it in? But there's some great, funny movies out there that are clean, they're funny, and, man, they're funny.
What do you think's the most overrated of those kind?
I never liked that
Benny Hill?
Yeah, I don't think
that was a TV
show. Oh, my goodness.
You love that?
Well, it was early 80s.
That was stupid.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Service restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.